Well, we are opening up yet another inbox here at The Boundless Show and have a new guest on the show to answer this question. Kathy DiMatti is here. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. Very Great. Pleased to have you. Kathy, for those of you who don't know, kind of administrates Focus on the Family's The Truth Project for us. And of course, she'll maybe explain a little bit about that, but literally like thousands and thousands and thousands of leaders have been trained to take this into a small group format around the world. And I have been through The Truth Project a few times myself and feel like every time I go through it, I'm like, how come I didn't hear that last time? And so just an awesome, awesome program that has impacted so many people. So we thought she would be the perfect person to bring in and address this question from one of you listeners. And this person is saying, I'm teaching the college class at my church. I'm looking for material to use for the next 4 Sundays. Can you please advise? I was thinking maybe we could listen to audio for the first half of class and then maybe the last half discuss. All right, Kathy, what do you think?
Well, I think it's really a great idea to bring together a small group. And I'm really happy to hear that, you know, as a college students coming together to share their faith, and small groups are so important for coming together. We build fellowship, we build community, and we build a sense of trust so that we can walk together in our journey. And I think we learn a lot journeying with other believers, and we challenge each other. We certainly kind of bring up questions to each other to really delve deeper into what God is trying to teach us through His Word, what we're learning in our faith journey. So I really commend you that you are working with these college students, and I think they're eager to learn, and they certainly are in a difficult place in today's culture because they're challenged every place they turn, whether it's in their academic work, in their jobs, maybe even in their home life, certainly with peers. They're forced to go again. It's kind of this cosmic struggle between what they want to believe, they know is truth, God's truth, versus what the culture pushes at them all the time as this is where you need to be. This is where, what really matters in your life is what you see around you in the culture. And so I think college students today are just bombarded, and they're at this very vulnerable point in their life too, I think. They're making a ton of life decisions and trying to decide how they want to walk the rest of their life out. And so I think it's very important for these college kids to be in a small group. And I think it's great too that you're considering what kind of program to use, because I think we have to have something structured to bring our small group to life, to give it real structure and to give it some meaning so that people don't feel like, oh, I'm just showing up and we're going to talk and what do we get out of that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so if you use a program where you can plug something in and it's already produced for you and then you lead discussion at the end, that really can be an enriching time. The Truth Project, you may not be familiar with, but the Truth Project was designed to take you through a comprehensive and systematic structure, an understanding of what God's design is for our life, that 360-degree view. He speaks into every piece of our life, everything from who we are, who He is, how we believe, and then everything in our culture from our community life, our church life, how we work, how we interact with each other in our marriages, in our families. And so it's an entire package. And the Truth Project, while you're not going to be able to accomplish it in a 4-week period, it's designed to take 13 weeks. It's an hour-long video. And then at the end of that video, you will have some really robust and challenging discussion, I can guarantee you. And it will bring your small group to life. So, I mean, if you have just 4 Sundays, you might consider breaking the Truth Project into pieces, but certainly you could do a couple of good introductions in the amount of time you're talking about here. But I would really strongly suggest, and I know you're going to want to continue with all 13 lessons.
That's good. And I know we also have True You, which is another option, kind of spun off of the Truth Project, that is kind of a little bit of a younger audience, kind of late teens leading into college.
It is. It's designed, again, for that age group. high schoolers who are preparing for college and certainly those who are in college. And it really helps you kind of set some strong foundation for how you're going to respond to an increasingly hostile culture as a Christian. And TrueU has three different sets. Does God exist? Is the Bible reliable? And who is Jesus? And these are designed a little bit differently. They're 10 lessons each, and the lessons are only 30 minutes. So you might consider that as an option as well.
That's good. Well, thanks, Kathy, so much. And I think, you know, anyone can go to focusonthefamily.com and find our resource center. Certainly, we have recommended other books and studies here at Boundless as well. But that's just a great example of something that Focus has birthed, that we stand behind and have seen many, many people get great benefit from. And it's also great because it's so foundational, I think, to the faith and to understanding. I mean, if you don't understand the scriptures from the get-go, all these like topical studies and everywhere else you're going to go is not going to be as helpful. So, Kathy, thanks so much for your perspective.
Yes, Lisa, thank you.
Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org for any future questions that you would like us to answer. And in the meantime, we hope you are continuing with the Rock the Body Challenge. We will see you around next week. Until then, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.